Well, the NRL Anzac Day weekend round's been memorable for so many different reasons. I think the way the NRL and the clubs and the players have supported Anzac Day has been magnificent, but probably a day that Shane would like to forget and move on as quickly as he can. St George Illawarra's lost to the Roosters 60 points to 18. He's joining us on the open line this Sunday morning, a big sports breakfast weekend. Shane, good morning, and I think it's fair to say you're putting that loss into the garbage bin and moving on to next week's Cronulla Sharks game. Good morning, Shane.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Good morning, Dean. Part of me wants to put it to bed and not think about it too much, but, you know, also that we've got to learn from it. You know, this group, you know, they've got to start, you know, getting some consistency about it. And, you know, if we just brush it under the carpet, we're never going to learn from it. So we'll review it again tomorrow. And, yeah, it'll be heads down and move on, but we've got to look back and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Flano, I know you want to win every single game. Clearly, you're a coach that craves victory, but 8 games, 4 wins. It's been a good start to the year. I know you'll probably disagree with me, but from an outsider looking in, I think if at the start of the year you'd said, Flano, would you take 4th, mate? I would think you'd say yes. What would you say?
I can understand where you're coming from, Dean, but, you know, you're exactly right. I think we've, you know, dropped a couple of games. You know, like, obviously the Roosters game, we're just blown off the park. But, you know, I thought we were, had a chance against the Cowboys. We could have gone 24-4 up, and we bombed a try at Cogra there earlier on. And the Newcastle game, I thought, you know, terrible conditions. We, you know, probably should have won that. So there's 2 games that I think we've, you know, we've blown our chances. And, you know, if we could have got one of those, you know, we're in a good position. But not a bad start. I'd probably agree with you. But we need to be better on the way home and win more than we lose.
Flano, that's been a bit of a talking point in rugby league over the last few weeks. The long kickoff and the possible concussion ramifications. You lost a player, Moses Suli, first tackle of the game. How did you cope with that loss? And what are your thoughts on looking at the long kickoff and the ramifications in future?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We do see a lot of players, you know, from kickoffs, you know, unfortunately put themselves into that position. And, you know, I really do believe that, you know, we've got to take a bit of responsibility as coaches and players to get our technique right on those type of things. You know, unfortunately for the Dragons, we had too many chances. We kicked off 15 times, I think, on the weekend. So we got some good practice at it. And there was only one that went wrong at the start of the game. And, you know, it is part of the game, I think, Dean, that, you know, we want to get down there. Jared Hargraves is carrying the ball back and we want to show some authority and jump into him. As a coach, I'm talking about our players, you know, from the kickoff, let's jump into him. And unfortunately, we come up with, you know, one of our best players, you know, unavailable for the whole game, and we lose him again this weekend because of the concussion rules. So we've got to take a little bit of responsibility as coaches and players to get our technique right there and probably pull back a little bit on the gladiatorial and, you know, the big collision there and be more effective.
Shane, Moses Suli obviously gets concussed and is taken out of the game, essentially the first tackle. We're just seconds into the Anzac Day clash, and I know the current rules are you need to have 2 players concussed to activate the 18th man, but essentially you were down to a 3-man roster on your bench. It's so difficult in the modern game when the football is in play so much more now.
Yeah, I think it's something that we should look at. You know, probably not this year, but, you know, a change to the off-season. If you do have a concussion there, that the player is definitely not coming back and you'll be unavailable for the following week, that you can activate your 18th or 19th man. We handled the 3 rotation okay, but I just think, you know, it gives you an opportunity to carry another position on your bench. So we could have carried an outside back and, you know, then we can just put him straight on and, you know, it doesn't affect us too much. So I think it's something that we should look at, you know, maybe in the off-season. Don't tweak it this year. Obviously, we're well and truly into the season, but, definitely something we should look at, Ray, that we maybe be able to activate a fresh player off the bench.
Just penalises the team so much, Dino, if they're down to a 3-man roster and you've got 79 and a half minutes to go.
Yeah, it certainly makes it hard. Injuries are a part of the game, but as Flano has just explained, it makes it very, very hard. Hey, Flano, you're new to the club. Mm-hmm. when you walked in there and you looked around on and off the field, what was the one area in that club that you wanted to improve the most, given obviously there are multiple facets that make up a footy club?
It was probably off the field in our training. I didn't think we were athletic enough. I didn't think we trained. We weren't strong enough, fit enough or fast enough to play the way I want to play, especially defend. And so we trained really hard in the off-season, and you know, you see a lot of our players, their body shape has changed. They've still got some work to do. It just doesn't happen overnight, and we've got to continue to work hard on that. But definitely, you know, we're definitely fitter, we're faster and stronger without a doubt. So that will help. We just need to start believing in ourselves and believing in systems and processes and make sure what happened on Anzac Day never happens again. And, you know, unfortunately, I just got to start convincing the playing group that, you know, that they've got to start believing in each other and start believing in the systems and processes. No good, you know, me, Dean Young and Ryan Carr as coaches believing in it and what we're doing, but we've got to get the players to start doing it. So that's a challenge for us.
Well, for Dragons supporters, the previous week, Shane, that went over the Warriors, there was so much positivity to come out of that. The Roosters game, can you sort of put it down to one of those games where, for the Roosters, I'm taking nothing away from them, they were just brilliant, but it was one of those days, everything they touched seemed to turn to gold. Bounce of the ball went the Roosters' way, a lot of tries scored from kicks. And I was listening to Nathan Cleary last night after the Panthers went over the Cowboys in Townsville, talking about that period in the second half when the Cowboys got on a roll and how difficult it is in the modern game to try and wrest that momentum back. Was that basically what happened on Anzac Day? The Roosters got a downhill run, so to speak, and you just couldn't bring them back.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that, Ray. You know, they were hot. When they're like that, the Roosters, they've got, you know, so many athletes within their team. They're big and they're strong. Their outside backs are, you know, monsters. And, yeah, we started well. We scored the first try and, you know, got to put ourselves into a good position. And then, you know, we come up with, unfortunately, Zach being our best player all year. He comes up, you know, flick pass out of, coming out of the back of the field. And it just changed the whole dynamics. The Roosters just got on a roll and, you know, Walker just kicked us off the park. So the challenge for us is to, you know, knuckle down and, you know, fight our way through those periods. And we did it against the Warriors. We were on our try line for a long period of time in the first half and we knuckled down and turned them away. But the Roosters got on a roll and, you know, we couldn't find a way to get, you know, sort of fight back and get some good field position and some football. And they were just too good, way too good. But, you know, we need to learn from it. If we don't learn from it, well, we're not doing our job.
Cole's going well, Flano?
Yeah, he's going real good, mate. I'm real happy with him. And, you know, he's happy playing some good football. He's got a good combination with Ben Hunt and his running game sort of improving a little bit. Defensively, I've always thought he's been sound. So that's one of his strengths. So, yeah, just keep working on it and he'll get better and better.
Shane, I know you're a career coach. This is what you've always wanted to do. And congratulations for getting back into your career of choice. But what about the stresses of coaching? You took to media and commentating like a duck to water. It's probably a much easier gig.
Definitely. No, I really enjoyed my time. And, you know, when I look back on it, you know, it's part of the journey, I suppose. And I have a lot more respect for, it's tough for me to say this, but journalists like Dean Ritchie, that they're
sorry,
doing their job.
You just broke up. What did you say again?
Of course.
Yes.
Just repeat that. I missed it.
I'm never ever going to say it again, Dean.
He wants it part of the advertisements for this show now. We watch this
show. I just think, you know, obviously, yeah, people got a job to do. And sometimes, yeah, when I was a young coach, I just was, you know, every article I thought they were having a shot at us or, you know, stick it, you know, just waiting for someone to come at you. And, you know, it's not like that. Sometimes it is a little bit, but, you know, you just got to get on with it. And, you know, everyone loves the game and I understand that they've got to write some stories and they're not always going to be good stories. But, yeah, I love my time doing the talks and the radio. And but, you know, as I said, I just learned from it and it's part of the journey and hopefully I'm a better coach for it.
Flano, I know all coaches want to win the premiership, but, and I'm not saying St George Illawarra can't win it, but what's a realistic goal that you would walk away from this year going, you know what, that's a bloody good stepping stone for the next 2 to 3 years?
I think this year that we've got to win more than we lose. And if we do that, you know, we're going to be in and around that, you know, seventh and eighth position. We've got a real interesting period going through the Origin period where we play some teams that, you know, are going to be obviously without their Origin players. We'll probably be without Ben Hunt and maybe Jaden Sua. So that gives us a real opportunity during that period to put some games, you know, in the bank for us. And if we can, you know, be strong at the back end of the year and, you know, win our home games. You know, you've got to win all your home games, which, you know, obviously we've dropped one at the moment, but win your home games and then jag a few on the road, you're a chance to come seventh or eighth. So that'd be a, you know, a real tick for us this year, and then we get better again the following year.
Shane, no doubt you're already focusing on the clash with the Sharks next Sunday, and I was interested in your comments post-match on Anzac Day when you made a point of saying this isn't about me. Of course, you won a premiership at the Sharks, but it's more about your players and your team and getting them to perform like they did against the Warriors. So, but obviously there's that focus. You're returning to take on the team you used to coach to win a premiership.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, Ray. I think there's always going to be an interest. Me going back there, probably the first time as head coach, and I understand that. But, you know, it's about the bigger picture for me is that, you know, about the Dragons and going there, and whether it was playing the Sharks or wherever, we just got to win this weekend and off the back of, you know, a really poor performance and, you know, get our season, not our season back on track, but just get back to playing some really good football against, you know, the Sharks are a good quality side. So we're going to be tested again and, you know, we need to turn up and put, as you said earlier, Ray, you know, put that game to bed and move on.
Flano, before we let you go, Phil the Dragon has texted in saying, hey boys, can you please ask Flo how many boys have signed from our winning SG ball team from yesterday?
Yeah, I went out and watched it. They were outstanding, really powerful. Yeah, right across the park. You know, the fullback I thought was outstanding. He's only a little fella, but he did some try savers. And you know, there wasn't a bad player in the team. And Willie Taliao's done a fantastic job with that group of players, him and Kyle Stanley. And, yeah, I think most of them have signed up. You know, there'll be probably a couple more that knock on the door this week and say, what about me? But, you know, we'd like to think that we've got the majority of those boys signed up. And, you know, I think, you know, we can't rush those, you know, young kids. They're still SG ball. They're probably, you know, 26. Some of them might play NRL. But, you know, some of them might surprise as well. But, you know, to win an SG ball grand final so convincingly and go through the comp undefeated, obviously there's some real talent there. So we've got to make sure we look after it.
You know, in January, Ray, I went up to Kira with Buzz and we bumped Flano at the Kira pub and it was nice to catch up with him and, you know, happy environment.
No, you didn't bump us. You didn't bump us.
No, hang on, let me finish the story.
Days and days.
Let me finish the story.
You drove you mad,
so we all sat there and I bought the first shout and it was, you know, 28 bucks.
Did he actually buy a shout?
Yeah, yeah. So then what happens? We drink that and then Buzz says, okay, well, it's my shout. So Buzz goes up and he pays. And then we're sitting there, you know, when he sort of gets a bit awkward. And Flano said, oh, look, I've got to go, boys. And I thought, lousy bugger. Mate, you're very careful with your coin, aren't you, Flano?
Oh, I am careful with my coin, but it's unbelievable. Now I know why you're a journalist, because you can just
you were just rapping me a minute ago.
You distort the facts.
Yeah, you just can make up stories. You distort the facts.
What's the real story, Shane?
Oh, he rang me for days and days. I mean, come, please, can you come and have a beer with us?
Oh, we've got
no one had recognised me and Buzz at this pub. If you come, we'll get some profile.
Oh, please.
That's going in the promo.
Please.
That's what happened.
You live on Fantasy Island, Mr. Flanagan.
Well, you're tall enough to be on it.
The plane.
Hey, Shane, look, terrific. Thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning. You're giving Dragons supporters a lot of hope. There's definite signs that there's light at the end of the tunnel. The Roosters game, one to put behind you, and I think the Warriors game shows what this Dragons team can do. Looking forward to next Sunday with that clash with the Sharks. Again, thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning, Shane, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.